The Mass Transit Railway Corporation submitted its latest assessment report for the railway project to the Hong Kong SAR government, saying spending will reach 85 billion Hong Kong dollars, exceeding the budget by about 30%. MTR Chief Executive Officer Lang Kao Kwin explains reasons for the increased budget.
There are three reasons behind the overspending. First, the construction period is longer than scheduled. Second, it includes unplanned costs such as extra projects caused by geological conditions that we didn't expect. Third, the construction cost has been increased, including both manpower costs and the prices for materials.
According to the report, the project will be completed by the third quarter of 2018. Completion of the project, originally planned for 2015, previously had been delayed until 2017. Chang Bing Lam, head of Hong Kong's Transport and Housing Bureau, says the additional delay is unacceptable.
The Highways Department, along with audit consultants, will strictly review the assessment report. The government, I like to repeat, the government will not easily accept any revised completion date or increased budget.
Chen says the government will conduct a thorough review of MTR's performance to see if someone should be held accountable for the delay and the deficit. The Guangzhou-Shenzhen-Hong Kong Express Rail Link is an important high-speed railway connecting the Chinese mainland and Hong Kong. The mainland section between Guangzhou and Shenzhen has been in use since December 2011. The 26-kilometer-long Hong Kong section, also known as the XRL, will connect West to Kowloon in Hong Kong with Shenzhen at a speed of 250 kilometers per hour. For CRI, I'm Niu Honglin.